Hello, my name is Carney. She reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have any medical emergencies, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find an assistance site near you?
No, you might be able to direct me to the person or wherever I need to go. A month ago, I received my first COVID vaccine at Main Street Urgent Care in Oneonta, Alabama, which is where I live. I'm doing my second one today. So I received a text late last night telling me they didn't have a second dose for me. So I thought, well, that can't be right. So I went to the Main Street Urgent Care in person this morning to ask about getting my second dose of the Moderna vaccine, and she said they ran out and didn't have a second dose for me and that I needed to find another provider to get it and that I could start with the health department. So I went straight to the Blount County Health Department where I spoke in person with the supervisor there, T.J. Thrasher, and she said that they could not give me, a health department could not give me my second vaccine, that I had to get it from the provider where I received my first vaccine. So I went back to Main Street Urgent Care and told them that. And she said, we don't know when or if we'll get any more vaccines. You've got to get it from somebody else. Try Dr. Kahn's office. He's a local doctor here. So I went in person to Dr. Kahn's office, and they said they could not give me my second dose, that when I received my first dose, I was put into the state system with my name, birth date, the date and type of my vaccine I received, and who the provider was, and that each provider's vaccine dosage distribution was determined by the number of first and second doses that that particular provider needed, and that my second dose should have been held back, and that was required by law. So I'm in the position where I've gotten my first vaccine, I'm due my second vaccine. The place where I got it says you got to find it somewhere else, and other places are telling me, nope, it doesn't work that way. So now what do I do?
Okay, because on our end, well, I'm actually aware you, I can tell you where to go get tested for the actual coronavirus. They have a vaccine line number on our end too, but the vaccine line, they don't do like the like Main Street, you know, like CVS, you know, like any of those areas. They mainly pre-written for the health departments in your area, and they're not even accepting appointments, and they haven't been accepting appointments for like almost 2 months now. They're still like on the stage where they're pre-registering everybody in. So I don't know.
So what about? I mean, what about people like me that are due my second dose, and nobody's going to give it to me because I'm already registered somewhere else, and their dosage was dependent on holding my second dose back. So do I just have to contact a lawyer? What do I do?
Yeah, I'm not sure because, like, I just don't know what hold up with the vaccine because, like, I would want to say over 2 months ago because it's like we've been pre-registering for a minute now. But when we first started doing the vaccines, like, we were able to do appointments at first. But after a while, we couldn't do appointments anymore. And I was like, what's going on? Why we can't do appointments? But they never told us why we had to start doing pre-registration. They didn't tell us, like, if the shots were out. You know, they just never gave us a reason of why we're pre-registering. Like, why? Because they're able to do appointments at first, and then automatically it just stopped. And they was like, no, everybody, we need to pre-register everybody now. We're not taking appointments. But they didn't give us a reason to, like, actually tell anybody what's going on. Because everybody that works here, we don't know what's going on either. They just say pre-register everybody into the system
right.
Once they start back doing
so
it, then we'll actually copy
it out. You can't even direct me that somebody that might can tell me what to do.
Yeah, the only person I can direct you to is the vaccine appointment line. But the only thing with that line, I don't think they really know anything. They just, because all they do is actually set you up for an appointment or put you in the pre-registering.
Well, exactly. And see, I went on that state website first, and it says pre-register, are you for the first vaccine or the second vaccine? And I clicked second vaccine, and I immediately got the, you are ineligible. Please contact your local health department, which I'd already been to my local health department. So see what I'm saying? I'm chasing my tail. I'm trying to get a second vaccine. I don't know what to do. And, I mean, it's not going to be just me. My husband's supposed to get his, too. I mean, you know. And, I mean, we won't be the only ones because we're not the only ones that got our first vaccine at Family Urgent Care. It's going to be a lot of people that fall in between those cracks and won't be available, won't be able to get their second dose. So, I, you know, I don't even know where to start to find out what to do.
Yes, because they haven't gave us no, like, any updates. I don't know if it's another line or not, but the only other line I have is that vaccine, you know, registration line, but I just don't know if they know anything, to be honest with you.
Right. Right. Okay, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Anyway, well, but that's not your fault. So, okay, well, I will keep searching online to see what I need to do. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a wonderful day.
Okay, thanks. Bye.